For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone, and I'm so excited to be back on the podcast. I am in a super talkative mood, so I'm super pumped. It's pretty late at night right now, which is a really good time to film. I always feel really inspired really late at night and really early in the morning, but like middle of the day, good luck getting some inspiration out of me. But like nighttime, morning, I'm here for it. So hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you guys are having a great week. Last week, a lot of the feedback was you guys wanted me to not talk about what's going on in the world. And I agree, but at the same time, like it's our reality. So it's kind of like burying our head in the sand when like reality is just going on around us. So today's episode is going to be geared around how to make the best of the situation. But unfortunately, our current reality is that this is not normal for us, but we're learning a new normal from this. And I think that this is really great opportunity to grow and learn as a person. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on today. And I feel like the only thing that we ask for in this world is time. And now we've got nothing but time. So I'll jump into this in a little bit, but I'm really excited for today's episode and hope that you guys are too. I apologize for it being a day late again. We all know that life is just not normal right now, obviously. And I'm still on a really, really weird schedule. And today's episode is geared a lot towards me because I need a kick in the ass to get me back on track. So anyway, that's what today's episode is going to be about. So Manifest Monday has become Manifest Tuesday this week, but next week it'll be back to normal. I promise you that. So welcome back. Guys, if you don't know, I have a Facebook group. The Facebook group is Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Just search that on Facebook and request to join it and I will accept you. But yeah, let's get on to what I am grateful for. So one thing that I'm super grateful for this past week has been the sun. It was really rainy for the most part of today and yesterday and on Saturday. And that was really, really depressing because like when you're inside and you're kind of like stuck inside and it's raining on top of it and it's super gloomy, it was so depressing. Friday, I went for a long run because I knew that Friday was like the last day of sunshine that we'd see for kind of a while. It wasn't even supposed to be sunny today. And then I drove from Philly back to my other house and it was sunny on the whole drive and I was cheesing so mad hard. I was just like having the best time in my car with my windows down playing music and just smiling because there was sun and there was sunshine and it was so beautiful. And like it just reminds me that no matter what's going on outside in the world, the elements of nature just always stay there. Like the sun will continue to shine, the weather will continue to move, all these things that are so constant, like that's what we should be relying on. I feel like I turned to social media in this time to really feel like my life is normal when it's so not. But I really should be relying on nature and the weather and the fact that, you know, that's always going to be there. And like nature doesn't know what's going on with the world. It doesn't know that a pandemic's happening, which is crazy that it's even going on. Like, I really don't want to talk about it too much, but I'm going to. It's crazy that we're like living in history. Like people, I mean, in a year, people are going to make memes about this and it's going to be like, remember when the world shut down? We're going to be like, holy shit, yeah. And you know, kids are going to learn about this in 20 years. And you know, to think of all the kids that aren't even born yet, but give it 15 years when they're in, you know, seventh grade history class and they had to learn about this pandemic that happened in 2020. Like it's just, it's really, really crazy. Anyway, that we're living through history. But what I'm saying is I'm really grateful for the sunshine, the weather, the elements, and all those constant things that we tend to overlook every day, but have now become so meaningful and just really bring us a lot of life and a lot of joy. So I'm really, really grateful for that. The second thing that I'm really grateful for is my parents. And that's because I just feel super connected to them during this time. I just feel like they're my best friends. And I know I always feel like that with my parents, but even now more so than ever, I just feel like we're just really bonding over this. And I just love spending time with them. And it's been really, really great. I saw this quote today and it was like, you know, in late 2020, when we can all go back to like our normal lives and go outside, we're going to be in a world that's so much more connected because we've learned how to communicate with people and we've learned to distance ourselves from social media. And, you know, it's, I don't know about the whole distancing from social media. I think people are really relying on social media right now to kind of stay normal and to stay like relevant. But I do think people are connecting a lot more in person because we're like forced to be with other people if you're quarantining with them and social distancing properly with other people, like your immediate family. So I definitely think that connections are being made and communication is a lot better. And I just think, you know, it's really great. And I'm just getting to know my parents on like a much friendlier level. We've always been really good friends and I'm really lucky for that. But yeah, I'm just on like a really great friendly level with them. And then the third thing that I'm grateful for, I'm very grateful that Stride Sea Isle is still being built and construction is underway. I know a couple people were like, is it safe for you guys to be down there? Yes, it's safe. So the people that I have building it had to get like exempt permits that say that they're able to go work down there. So only people that have those passes and permits are able to go work down there, which is great. And it's also been a vacant space for a while now. So yeah, I don't really want to get into that. But I'm just really, really grateful that Sea Isle is still being built and that it's underway and that everything there is going smoothly. We take it one day at a time. And I'm just really grateful. And, you know, everything's working out the way it should be for a reason. And I'm just reminding myself of that. So that's what I'm grateful for last week. Let's get on to my manifestations for this week. And we're going to talk a lot about that. So my first manifestation for this week I'm manifesting happiness. Plain and simple. I just want to have good mental health. I want to be happy. It's very easy to kind of slip into a dark path and a dark thinking pattern during this time when, you know, it feels like there's almost like no end and like you're mourning an old life and you're accepting a new sense of normalcy. It's scary and you can go down a really dark path. So I'm just manifesting happiness and mental health and being positive and being happy and realizing that this is just temporary and that it's going to teach us huge valuable lessons, which I'm going to talk about in today's episode. You know, this is a great time to do soul searching and it's a great time to establish routines that you've always wanted to do, maybe get a hold on house cleaning or something like that. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I'm manifesting happiness for sure. Another thing that I'm manifesting this week is health. For everyone listening to this, I hope you guys are all healthy. I hope you guys are all bringing health and wellness into your life and applying that into your daily life. That's really just for everybody. I think it's very crucial right now to stay safe and to stay healthy and to do our part to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best that we can to protect our society, to protect our community, you know, because everything is obviously going to be taking a toll from this. So just manifesting health and sending wellness and love and positivity to all those around you, I think is super, super valuable. The third thing and final thing that I'm manifesting this upcoming week is valuable connections, whether that's friendships, relationships, work partnerships, whatever sort of connections that I'm going to be building on this week, I want them to be valuable, whether that means I'm bonding with a friend over something that maybe we've never talked about before. Maybe I'm bonding with, it's not like I have anyone romantic in my life, but yeah, I can't even bring that into my life because I have no one romantic. So that doesn't really apply to me. But for you, I'm hoping that you can manifest maybe romance into your life, or you can manifest, you know, a good work relationship into your life. Just building valuable connections with people in your life. I'm absolutely going to be manifesting that this week. And I'm really looking forward to that. And then today's question is one that I think I should do an entire episode on. So I will scratch the surface of it a little bit today. And that question is, how did I know the relationship that I was in wasn't the right one for me? So, yeah, this is definitely a loaded question. So I'm going to answer it the best that I can. I've been in a couple of relationships that I definitely knew weren't the right ones, and then also ones that I thought were right ones and I was completely blindsided. So the one that I was in most recently with my ex-boyfriend that a lot of you guys know, Matt, him and I were on and off for a long time, and like 4 years or something like that, like on and off for like 4 years. And I really thought like this last time that everything was great. And then I woke up one morning and saw some things that I shouldn't have seen. And that's when I realized that things weren't great for me. So even though it sucked right then and there, and even though I thought like everything was fine up until that point, that right there was me knowing that it wasn't right for me, because the person that I'm supposed to be with wouldn't be disloyal to me or wouldn't make me feel insecure when I go to like turn off their alarm and I see messages that I shouldn't be seeing, like things like that. Like those little acts right there is a sign enough that you're not with who you're supposed to be with. Now let's also take it to a different relationship that I've had. I was dating this guy last fall of the fall of 2018. Yeah, the fall of 2018. Oh my God, that was almost 2 years ago. That's crazy. Anyway, he was great. He, checked off all the boxes that I was pretty much looking for. He was great. He had a great job. He was attractive. Loved his family. Him and I got along really well, like best friend kind of vibes, but also like romantic vibes. He ate very healthy, had a job. Like he was great. He checked off a lot of boxes of what I was looking for in a person. But honestly, like feelings just kind of faded. And it wasn't the sense of like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong relationship. Like this is toxic. I have to get out. But it was just sort of like, okay, like we had something and then it just sort of like fizzled out. And I think that's okay too. Now I'll take you to another example of another guy that I dated. This was a little more than a year ago. He's great. He's still pretty important in my life, I guess. But like as romantic partners, it just doesn't work. Like he's just not the kind of boyfriend that I want. And I've expressed to him like what I'm looking for. And we just don't line up as like romantic partners. And that's totally fine. So you just know if you're in the right relationship or not, whether or not your needs are being satisfied. So that doesn't just have to mean romantically, but like, are you getting out of this person what you need in a relationship? Are you getting support? Are you getting love? Are you getting reassurance? Like all of these little signs that just, you know, make us the lovers that we are. You just need to make sure that you're getting your needs satisfied through that other person. And if you're not, then that just means that they're not the right person for you. But every person in your life that you date or that you with or that you talk to will teach you a lesson to bring you to the right person. So I'm really grateful for everyone that I've ever dated in my life. I think it's really made me into the woman that I am and lets me know what I want in other guys. And it's honestly really, really great. So I'm going to make that a whole entire episode. I think that's a great one. And I'm also seeing a lot of questions about like heartbreak and stuff like that. So I can talk about that in a whole episode too. But yeah, that's wrapping it up for the intro section. I'm going to take a very quick ad break and then we will get right into the meat of today's episode. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. All right, so I want to talk a lot about routines and establishing a sense of normalcy when everything just doesn't feel normal. Now, the thing that I've really realized is it's about small victories during all of this. When it's a time to easily feel defeated and to feel kind of down, it's all about making small victories for yourself that just let you keep going. It's about making these new starts in the beginning of the day that make you feel like you have a fresh slate in front of you. What's that? A clean slate in front of you. And then it's about ending your night with inspiration for an even better day tomorrow. It's all of these small victories that really just add up over time that'll keep you going. It'll give you a sense of normalcy in this. And now that we know that 2 weeks is not just our break and we have like another month ahead of us, we're really settling into a new reality here, and I want you to take advantage of this time and really make the most of it. You know, do some soul searching, create new routines. We'll get into that in a second, but I really want to talk about the importance of a morning and a night routine during this. Now, these don't have to be elaborate, but they do have to be something that you can do every single day to give you some sort of habit to build, to make you win every single morning and every single night so that you go to bed feeling accomplished and you wake up feeling inspired, motivated, ready to go. I listened to an episode of the WAG podcast and they were saying how routines are like motivation, how they come in waves. And sometimes even when you're not motivated to do your morning routine or your nighttime routine, that's when it's going to be the most beneficial. It lets your brain know that you're waking up and that you're getting ready for the day. It also lets your body know that you're winding down and you're getting ready to go to bed for the day. Doing these routines are so important to your mental health, to your small victories every single day. It's so valuable to develop a routine. And this might be a different routine than what you're going to do, you know, post COVID-19, like this can be like your quarantine morning routine or your quarantine nighttime routine, but they just have to be small, manageable tasks that you can do every single day that you're going to win at every single day. So the morning routine that I wrote down was first and foremost, wake up. And for me, I've been waking up a little bit later, just because I don't need to like be getting up as early anymore because I'm not teaching. So I have a couple extra hours a day to myself. So I'm getting up at like 7 to 9, anytime between them, but I'm really aiming for 7. So I will wake up and I will chug water, and I have this written down in my routine, wake up, chug water. And then I head into the bathroom and I do my little bathroom routine in there. So I'll put in my contacts, I'll brush my teeth, and I'll take a shower. Obviously with what's going on, I've been showering like 2 to 3 times a day. It's also just like a great habit to be in. So it's like a great, I normally shower like once or twice a day, like on normal life, because I'll like wake up and I'll go to the gym and then I shower when I get back. And then I normally teach at night. So then I'll shower again at night. But this has been great to just like shower, just, you know, cause like you just get up and you shower, which has been awesome. So that's like a new part of my routine, to shower every day, even if I'm like not yet working out. It's like cool. Anyway, so I shower and then I really get into my skincare. And then in the morning, my skincare is toner, moisturizer, and body lotion because I got out of the shower. Then I walk back over to my room and I will meditate. This has been amazing to meditate. I use the Calm app and there's like a 30-day of calming on there, which is like an intro to meditation, which is awesome. So I'm doing that right now. And then I also will do the daily calm. So I'll meditate for like 10 minutes or so, which is awesome now that I have more time to myself. I can actually spend time on meditation because that's something that I've always wanted to spend time on, but I've always been like, I don't really have the time, and now I have nothing but time. So we meditate. So I'll meditate and then I will journal. And my journal, again, that's something that I've been like, I don't have time to journal. Now I have all the time in the world to journal. So I've really been taking advantage of that and I've been journaling. Then once I'm done meditating and journaling, I will put on some music that I'm vibing with at the moment. I'll get out of bed and I will make my bed. This is a huge thing that you should do every single day. Make your bed, light a candle, diffuse an oil, do what you got to do to make your room inviting and fresh and lively and just like inspirational and smelling good, and you know, open up the windows, put on some fairy lights, just make it really an inviting space and an inspirational space for the day ahead of you, which is going to be key. And then I'll get dressed for the day. So whether this means I'm going to go for a run or I'll do like a workout or whatever it is, I'll get dressed for the day in that sense, or I'll just put on like actual clothes. Now my clothes don't have to be like clothes. All I mean is I change out of my pajamas. If I change out of one pair of sweatpants into another, cool, that's still changing and that's still a victory in my book. If I'm going to be home, like I'm going to be comfy, I do that literally all the time anyway. But I will just switch out my clothes from my pajamas. I try not to stay in my pajamas all day long. And then I'll walk downstairs and I will take my vitamins. So I just take my hair vitamins and I will chug some water and then make a coffee for myself. And that is my morning routine. And then I will begin my day. So from then I can either start working or I can just like lounge on the couch and do absolutely nothing. Or I can go to a workout. I can do whatever I want after my morning routine is done. But doing that morning routine every single day gives me inspiration to be the best of my ability that day, and it gives me a sense of schedule and structure to my day, and that's something that I really, really depend on. So that's my morning routine. Now I'll share with you guys my night routine, which I'm loving my night routine as well. So my night routine, I try to keep it pretty manageable because I feel like if I have a long-ass list at night, I'm just so freaking tired and I don't do it at all. So I try to keep it a little bit shorter. So this tends to start like 9-10 o'clock at night, sometimes 11. I've been like going to bed super late, but I'm obviously trying to fix that, get back onto a better routine. So my nighttime routine has been, first step is go to the bathroom. So in the bathroom I will take a shower. And once I get out of the shower, I'll do a more in-depth skincare routine than in the morning. So I'll do wash my face and then I do toner. I do a hydrating serum. I do a moisturizer and then an oil. So that oil is either like a tanning oil or just like a face oil, and then body lotion. And then I'll come back into my room and I will diffuse lavender oil. And I will journal, and pretty much my journal, I'll just write down anything. Sometimes it's like one line and it's like, I'm really tired, I'm going to go to bed, good night, love you. Or it's like five pages and I'm just like pouring out my emotions onto my journal. And then I will read a book or I will decompress. Decompress can literally mean anything. It can mean scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours. It can mean watching the Twilight series. It can mean reading a book. I'm not really picky here because every day I want to decompress in a different way. Some days reading a book feels like a chore. Other days it feels like a treat. So I really just take it day by day. But as long as I have the step decompress in my nighttime routine, I know that I'm making a small victory, whether that victory is watching a movie or whether that victory is watching TikTok for an hour. That's a victory in my night routine. And that is so key and so crucial. And that's my whole night routine. So it's really just like hygiene in the bathroom and then oil diffuser, journal, and decompress. And that is really, really key for me. And it's just something that I look forward to. And it's me making a victory every single day. Honestly, like showering before you get into bed every single day is a huge indicator for me that like, okay, like this is time to like wind down. And it's just like my new normal, which is actually great because I normally only shower at night on Monday and Tuesdays because that's when I teach at night with spin. Obviously, now that I'm not teaching, I will shower like every night because I'm doing this new routine and it's just been really, really great. So like this is an awesome time for me to try out new routines of like what works best for me too. So I really think it's important to establish a routine, even if it's short, even if it's small, even if it's simple. This is a huge time to make victories for yourself. I cannot repeat this enough. So please get into a routine, start establishing it. Try to wake up around the same time every single day. Give yourself like a time frame, like between 7 to 9 a.m. Maybe it's going to be 8 a.m. every single day. I'm really trying for 7 a.m. I feel like that's just like a good time to wake up. I can still go to bed at like 10 or 11 and feel like I'm still like a part of the world, but I can wake up and not feel like I'm missing the world without feeling guilty or anxious. But it's also just like I love waking up at 7 a.m. I can make a whole podcast about why 7 a.m. is a great time to wake up. I normally get up at like 5 during like normal life, but this is not normal life. So we're doing 7 o'clock now, which is pretty cool. So those are the routines. I'm going to take one more quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about soul searching, which sounds so manifestation of me. But we're going to talk about soul searching and how people always say that all they want is time. And now all we have is time and how to take advantage of that. But that's going to be right after this break. So this is a really great time to take advantage of time. How many times in your life do you always say like, oh, I'm going to do this, but I don't have time, or, oh, I'm going to do this, but I don't have time. This is where you put your money where your mouth is. If you really want something bad enough in your life, all you've asked for is time. Here it is. Here's that time. If you're still looking for other excuses, you know that time wasn't your one excuse. If you've always said, oh, I want to start a blog, but I don't have time. Now you have nothing but time. Oh, now the kids are home. There's always going to be some roadblock in the way. What you want in your life, you have to go after on your own. You have to be your own sense of motivation. You have to be that alpha mindset at all times if you want to live your dream life. This is the perfect time to set that in motion. If time is the one thing that you're always saying, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time do that. If I had more time, I'd do this. This is that time. Like, we've literally been given 6 weeks. So we're going to take advantage of it. So I've made my soul searching into three categories of goals, self-love, and routine. So my goals, and so pretty much I wrote down goals for all the dreams that need time. Now that I have time. So soul searching. First one is meditation. I talked about this in my routine. I'm establishing that in my routine. The second one is journaling. I'm also establishing that in my morning routine. The third one that I'm working in is yoga. I really want to practice yoga. I definitely want to do it more just like at home because now I can do like at home yoga. Instead of going places because everyone's closed. But I've always said like, oh, I really want to do yoga, but I don't feel like I have enough time in the day to slow down for an hour and feel like I'm being productive with my day. I love yoga, don't get me wrong, but now that I have time, I'm definitely going to be doing that. The fourth thing that I want to work on that's a goal of mine now that I have time is to cook all of my meals. This is a huge one where I'm like, oh, I just don't have time to cook a meal. I'd rather just make something quick and simple and easy. Now I have all this time to like sit down and actually like pour myself a glass of wine and make dinner for myself. So that's really something that I'm looking forward to. Another thing is reading. I always feel like I say I don't have time to read. Here I am with all the time in the world to read. And the last thing, the last goal that I'm working on is to work productively hard and relax when I'm done. So like during the day, I'm setting myself work hours every single day from like 10 to let's say 5 o'clock every single day to work during those times and then work really hard, really productive and know that I can take a break when I'm done. And then when I'm done for that day. So this is a goal that I'm working on during quarantine. The next soul searching category is self-love. And I wrote down for all the love that I need time for. So the first one that I wrote down is self-tanner, clothes, and makeup for myself. So really just meaning that like I'm going to tan not because other people are going to see me, but because it makes me feel better about myself. I'm going to wear clothes not because other people are going to see me, but because I feel best in these clothes. I'm either going to wear makeup or not wear makeup based on if other people are going to see me or not, but because I want to put on a full face of makeup to go sit downstairs and watch a Mean Girls movie. You know what I mean? Like that's what I mean by that. So really just getting dressed up for myself if I want to, but also just being a slob if I want to and realizing that I'm still just as beautiful with a full face makeup on as I am with a bare face. I also want to do a weekly hair mask and a weekly face mask. I always feel like, oh, I can't because I like my workouts and like it's really like weird timing for me. Now I have nothing but time. So I feel like I can definitely start doing some weekly hair and face masks. Another thing that I really want to start working on for self-love is words of affirmation to the present state of my body and to my mental health. I feel like I'm always in the sense of like, go, go, go. I need to change my body. I need to fix this. I need to, you know, lose weight here. I need to tone this up. I need to, you know, work on this with my mental health. I need to do this. I'm always improving things rather than showing affirmation and love to myself and saying that, you know, your arms look great today or like your stomach does actually look flat. Like you're not that bloated, Tori. Like all these little things that I just beat myself up over that I really just want to start showing love to myself and to my body for. So that's a really big one. Another one is the energy towards others to myself. So a lot of times I invest energy into other people. I invest conversations into other people or I invest my emotional feelings into other people. Like if I'm talking to, you know, a boy that maybe I have an interest in, I'll put so much effort towards them. But I think like, wow, what if I put all of that effort that I'm putting out towards other people towards myself? Like how much more grounded would I be? How much more well-rounded would I be? Like what would I be improving on? So really just putting out all the energy to improve myself. And that will ultimately improve my relationship with everyone else in my life as well. So investing that energy back into myself. And the last part of self-love that I'm working on is turning off work, which I kind of talked about in my goals, but I also put this in my self-love category. And then my last little category that I had is routines for all of the habits that I need time to establish. And now that I have nothing but time. So the routines that I said that I wanted to establish were solid morning routines and solid night routines, which I just explained to you guys. And we are working on that. Another one is a workout routine. This is definitely going to be a new normal for me, but getting in the habit of waking up and going to a workout is something that I really want to establish and work on, whether that's a run or just honestly, sometimes for me, establishing a new routine means being flexible within that routine. So I'm going to be practicing that as well. You know, kind of working out intuitively. Like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and if it's nice out, I'm going to go for a run. And if it's not, I'm going to do yoga in my house because I'm trying to work on yoga. So kind of just be intuitive with my workouts, something that I'm definitely working on within that routine. Another one is a weekly chore chart. I always feel like, oh, I'm way too busy to clean. Like I'll just hire cleaning ladies. Now that I'm not having people come into my house to clean, it's a really good time for me to establish a weekly chore chart for me and to know that like on Sundays I'm going to be doing all the laundry, on Fridays I'm going to take out the trash and clean the bathrooms, on Wednesdays I will dust the house and wipe down the surfaces, like all just sort of things like that, just to kind of establish like a weekly chore chart for me and some structure back into my life. And then the last two routines that I want to establish is a good skincare routine, which I'm incorporating into my morning and nighttime routines, and a great hygiene routine. I feel like this is like so fun to just like amp up or like change out one like product that makes you feel like you're like a whole new bitch, like putting like an oil diffuser in your shower, like that just completely amps it up and it's like so much fun. So definitely including that into my morning and nighttime routine as well. So just these like little soul searching things that we've always said, like we just need time for. Now we have nothing but time. So I want you to think to yourself, like when you would say back to yourself, oh, if I had time, I'd do this. I want you to start focusing on that now, like really conceptualize the idea. And if you can act on it now, go for it. I know the next easy excuse is be like, well, everywhere's closed. Like I want to open a blog, but I can't go outside and shoot photos. Okay, what can you do? Like what can you make content about in your house? Or like if you want to be an Instagrammer and you want to like go on and do Instagram hauls or whatever, like what can you show in your house that can be interesting? There's a lot of ways to go about this and you just have to get creative in this time. Yes, it's not traditional. Yes, it's not what we're expecting, but this is where you have to get creative and really just, you know, make the most of our new sense of normalcy. I'm going to take one more ad break before I wrap up the podcast. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. I hope you guys found some value in this. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Be sure to join the Facebook group that is Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. That's at @ToriSterling_. And hope you guys have a great rest of your week in the Facebook group. I would love to hear your quarantine morning and night routines and any sort of soul searching goals that you guys have in this time. So have a wonderful rest of your week and I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, guys.